You just want to drop the bomb right before they open the microphones. Hey, welcome to Tuesday and WGBH's early edition. I'll never say what I just told you guys.
Please don't.
Hey, good morning. It's Joe Matthew and it's early edition. Welcome to Tuesday. As we start, once again, a brand new day with a world of opportunities. Thanks for joining us as we set you up with all the survival info you need to get out the door, to go to work, to go to school, or wherever you're heading right now. It's early edition on WGBH Radio. You can find us right now on Facebook Live. We'd love to have you in the studio. And, of course, the podcast that you can subscribe to and take to work with you, all that every day. It is Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. Rabbit, welcome to October. I'm joined in the studio, of course, by Brendan. Karen's off rest of the week as she goes somewhere warm. And Andrew's on the console this morning, playing the keyboard for us. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good morning, Joe.
It's 56 degrees in Boston. A little bit of drizzle. We'll say it's kind of spitting. Is that right? It's not really like even light rain.
Camel spitting.
Camel spit.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's good.
Missed it.
We could get some real rain showers, though, on the way to work. The forecast today, mostly cloudy showers to start, but don't be fooled. We understand clouds will break later. We'll have a partly sunny afternoon with high temps in the mid-70s. It's 56 degrees right now in Boston, and you do, when you leave the house this morning, even when you get out of bed, it's like, oh, yeah, this is starting to take hold. They're talking about frost again at the end of the week.
And rain all weekend, right?
Hey, Karen, good morning. On Facebook Live, Joe's here. Good morning from Central Mass. Mike from Quincy. Hello, Rob. Hey, Pa. Yeah, umbrella on the boat. When do you stop rowing on the Charles? Hey, Shelby, how long does the season go? The head of the Charles is like 2 weeks off, right?
Yeah.
Is that the end? Or these guys go to Thanksgiving? They're tough guys.
Towards Thanksgiving.
Hey, Sylvia. Hey, Fred. Says 128 South, bound, hammer down. Okay. Hi, Scott, Sylvia, Janice. Thanks for coming in. I did not say the F word. I said Henzo. If you really want to know, go on Twitter and find out. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, a chance of showers Thursday too, and then showers likely Friday. What's going on around here? Okay, here's your reality check before we get to the local stuff that impacts your life. Reality check. The Democrats have subpoenaed Rudy Giuliani. Turns out Secretary Mike Pompeo was on the call with the Ukrainians, the one he didn't know about. Also, we understand this morning, Washington Post says the Trump administration, by way of the Attorney General, asked Australia, Britain, and Italy, if not other countries, to help on the Mueller probe, investigating rivals attempting to debunk claims. Mike Pompeo is, I guess, on his way to Italy right now. No press detail. Sebastian Gorka is on board. Now back to your life. Hey, I said it was October. Do you know that is the scariest month for Wall Street? It's something called the October effect. And before I get into this, I'll tell you, Dow futures are actually rising this morning. It should be a decent day unless something bad happens. They're up 80 points. But this is the time that investors get worried. The S&P 500 moves 1% more often every day than any other month in October, and all of the Black Monday crashes happened in October. 1929, 1987, the biggest washout in 2008 were all in this month.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Why is that?
Nobody can say why. It's
what?
Just one of those bizarre occurrences that happens in the markets. And as soon as they tell you this, they tell you not to pay attention to it because, you know, it's like a causality kind of thing. Causality versus correlation. Is that the?
It's the one.
So Pa says the latest he ever rode was December 22nd. Pretty cool to see the highest ranking member of the military from right here in Boston. You know, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was a guy named, until yesterday, Joseph Dunford. He was from Quincy. Yesterday, here, bring us down to Arlington here, if you would. There's a little music to go with this. Make it sound official. Army General Mark Milley from Winchester officially became the 20th chairman of the Joint Chiefs. They had a big ceremony. God, I know that the president had other things on his mind, but they had a ceremony at Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall adjacent to the Pentagon. And Mr. Milley was sworn in by Dunford. Two guys from Massachusetts, their right hands in the air. The top uniform officer, chief military advisor to President Trump. He takes command and took the podium as well, thanking the president and others for this high honor.
You can rest assured
that I will always provide you informed, candid, impartial military advice to you, the Secretary of Defense, the National Security Council, and to the Congress.
So what is it about guys from Boston?
I'm just reading now that, so Milley was the former chief of staff for the Army.
Yeah.
And the guy who's replacing him is from Quincy.
What? Well, wow, really?
Yeah.
So he's replacing, that's, wow. So we are just tough guys around here, huh? I don't think I went to school with any of those guys. There's something about it. And you remember General John Kelly, the chairman, the chief of staff, was from Brighton, from right here.
Something about bitter, grizzled men.
I guess that's, yeah, what is in the water?
In Massachusetts.
Speaking of, just across the street, bring us to the Celtics training facility. Because today is day one, training camp. They put out the lineup last night. All four rookies from the NBA draft were added to the roster. And yes, that includes Taco Fall, who is now friends with Brendan Deedy.
He also knows how to swim now. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw the swimming video, indeed. This guy has become such a phenom. He actually was introduced to the president of Senegal. He had a visit with the president.
Really?
He also had a visit with Brendan Deedy. Now, I kind of freaked out when you mentioned this to me. You met him the other day.
I did, last weekend.
This is a 7'7" tall man we need to. If you don't know this guy, he's the tallest man on the planet.
One of them, I would definitely say. I was at the gym, the New Balance facility last weekend, and I walk out and I see someone who looked big in the distance.
Yeah,
but
I bet
the closer
he did.
I got, I'm 6'1", and I was probably up to his belly button.
Can you imagine this? Now, Brendan's like the tall. Are you guys about the same height?
You're a little bit taller. Got a few inches on.
You got a few inches. You'd still be looking up at this guy.
He took his hand out and was able to cover like the entire Vistascape and took a selfie with him.
He's the guy you want a selfie with.
Yeah, his hand was probably the size of my chest, and it was insane.
Was he good about the selfie?
He was very
good. Yeah, how was the interaction? He's a nice guy?
He was very soft-spoken. He's for a 7'7" man.
Could he hear you? Did you have to yell up to him?
He's like, oh, yeah, sure.
Wow. I mean, he must be getting, obviously, he's picked out of every crowd. He must take selfies all day long. We should mention that the Celtics training facility is right across the street from the New Balance gym you're talking about. They're all, like, right on the block here. Still, though, I've never seen one ball player on this street. Never.
He was the first one. I've definitely seen some guys who are like, maybe they look like athletes,
right.
But there's no mistaking that this man is a basketball player.
Like, well, they're really tall. I don't think of. So, he's playing ball. Jaylen Brown, of course, kind of the big star here when you look at the lineup. He was asked about the new season yesterday and media day.
I don't think any expectations I really want to put on it. I think my mantra for myself and for our teammates is just come out and hoop.
It's a new team, new year, new guys.
There it is.
Everybody's excited.
First game is Sunday against the Hornets and you know who, Terry Rozier.
Scary Terry.
Scary Terry at the Garden. Is anybody here going? Does anybody care about basketball this year? Is it going to take a while for them to make us care? All good questions, no? how about the football? Tom Brady takes to Instagram and social media, not the night after, the night of, I should say, but the day after we beat the Bills. You got the weekly Let's Go thing. This is Brady.
What's up? Happy to be 4-0. Yep. It's always tough up in Buffalo, man. That crowd is crazy. But we're on to Washington. Try to get to 5-0. Let's go.
Usually I wouldn't do this, but
yeah. So he's all pumped up. He's smiling. He's feeling good. It's like, man, you know what? That wasn't that bad after all. At least we won. Then he shows up on Westwood One and drops this. How would you set this up, Andrew? He's asked about like what was it like after the game?
I don't think he was happy with his performance.
No, he certainly wasn't. I mean, that end zone interception probably freaked him out. It kept him up all night. Apparently, it was just not good.
The flight home yesterday sucked. I mean, that's, you know, the night of sleep sucked. And you watch the film, and that sucks.
Jeez.
And then you lick your wounds, and you get up, and you try to do better the next week. So, I mean, we've lost a lot of games playing poorly. And, you know, sometimes when you don't play well on offense, but you play well defensively, you win.
Just goes to show, no one is born with talent. I guess you can be born with talent. Nobody's born with knowing how to use it. Nobody's born an expert. Nobody's born a goat. People with that level of talent are cursed. Am I right? Birthdays today. By the way, we're in Washington on Sunday. Brie Larson, Captain Marvel. Anybody? I couldn't believe how young this person was.
29.
Wow. Okay, she's 30. That means she was in her 20s when they made that movie. Okay.
Wow.
That might just be. On the other end, how old do you think Zach Galifianakis is?
36.
42.
He's 50 what? Years old today.
What?
Yes. The Hangover guy.
Oh, wait. No, I was thinking of...
You thought somebody else.
I was thinking of the cute one. Who's the Zach guy?
Mark McGuire is 56.
From the musical.
Julie Andrews is still walking this earth at 84. And how about President Jimmy Carter? Anybody take a stab? This
84.
Guy, 95 years old.
95?
Yes. And we remember the great this morning, Albert Collins, the master of the Telecaster. This one's for Phil. He was born on this day in 1932. Crank it on the way to work. We're just getting started. WGBA.
Support for WGBH's Early Edition comes from you and the Edward M. Kennedy Institute for the United States Senate, home of Kid Convention on October 19th, a day for children to learn about leadership and democracy. emkinstitute.org/programs.